Online Podcast, June 3rd, 2005.
Hello, good morning everyone. Welcome to Online Podcast. Okay, I've managed to squeeze in a little bit of time and actually produce another show. Probably nothing special, just me again updating you what's going on with my life. That's pretty much typical of my show. Bye girl, sweetie pie. My cat likes to throw herself down on her back, exposing her tummy up, and she's black and white, and her tummy is white. So it's very cute when she throws herself down and just exposes her tummy, a white tummy. Ooh, I'm gonna take a nibble on the rustic pie that Bruce made. Ooh. Mmm. Mmm. Sorry for the chewing again. This is very dark this morning. It's Friday morning. It's raining outside pretty heavily. I want to see if I can actually grab a jacket, a rain jacket or something. Even though my car is just right there, but I have audio equipment. Here's bye, girl. Bye, Tweety. Bye. Oh man, that was good. And have another bite of my pie, I'm sorry. Happy day. I'm putting as many things in my bag as possible. Did you hear the thunder? I think you can hear the thunder. Yes, I hope you could. One thing is, yesterday my audio setting was screwed up. I recorded the show at too high an audio level, and so it came across kind of too loud, overmodulated, and I decided not to use that audio clip, so. Oh, I hope this one turns out fine. I'm gonna check and see what the volume is. I don't know if I can do while I'm recording. Maybe not. Okay, I'm gonna pause. It's not letting me do that, but anyway. I just hope everything turns out fine. Otherwise, I'll just use this first part. Okay, it might be noisy for you that I'm wearing the raincoat, but actually it could have been worse because if I don't have this microphone in my ears, it would be brushing up against my rain jacket, which is going to be worse. I'm going to put my hood on. Yeah, doesn't interfere with the... Bye, girlie. Doesn't interfere with the microphone here. I armed the house. Bye, sweetie. Bye, girlie. And you can probably hear it very loudly. The rain. No. There's some water coming down from the, what is it called? Gutter. Which is not supposed to happen. Maybe it's clogged or something. We have to go check on that. Okay. Sit here. So you can hear the rain. You can hear the rain from the car. I mean, from the rain hitting the car. And if it is raining like this tomorrow, that's not gonna be too much of a pride event tomorrow. It is Saturday, tomorrow Saturday. Whoa, there's water on the side of the street. So it's pride event tomorrow. If it rains like this, well, actually, it rained like that. Kind of, well, it didn't rain this heavily, but it rained last year even. I think it was last year. Yeah, we went last year. I went with a couple of my friends. Well, because I went with Bruce and two other friends, and then I also met up with two other friends of mine who are deaf. I don't know if you know this about me. I used to go to school for American Sign Language because I just happened to be a language fan. And one of the languages that I've always wanted to learn is sign language. And after 1 or 2 years after graduation, I felt like I needed to do something new, something fresh, and so I thought, I'll go. Well, it's not a couple of years after graduation. It's really about 5 years after graduation. So I didn't go into something else before I go into sign language. I always like different things. Most of you probably saw when you go to my website and stumble across the cake decorating site. That was one of the things that I learned, you know, after graduation, and I started singing with the Heartland's Chorus, and then went to cake decorating, and then sign language. Sign language is probably one that I spend the most time, effort, and money on, school fees and everything, but it really pays off. I made quite a few friends there. But the best thing is I am now picking up on another language that I like. I don't really even call myself fluent in that language, even though I've been studying it for about 2 years now. Mainly because, oh my gosh, the water on the street is like a river. It's gonna be flood. So I don't call myself fluent in sign, even though I studied for 2 years, I said, or 2.5 years-ish, kind of. Well, mainly because it was a part-time course, plus it was a part-time course, started with 2 introductory classes, and then we got into the interpreting program, which would then be like you study the language as you are learning how to interpret. I personally don't find that method useful for me. Well, for my personal reason is because I don't always just have the intention of wanting to become an interpreter. I first of all want to learn the language. And then, if I know that I'm good at the language, and I go into the interpreting program and see if that's my cup of tea, then I'll go further and study interpreting. But The program that we have available here are all language plus the program altogether. Ideally, I would like to study the language for 2 years, or 2 or 3 years, or 4 years even, and then go into the interpreting classes. Not the case here. Oh, I hope the street is not too noisy, because I kind of like this conversation that we're going on. That's going on right now. So sign language is one of my other languages that I know how to speak. And I also had an email conversation with Fausto Fernos from Chicago, who is the host of the wonderful show named Feast of Fools, which can be located at feastoffools.net. And it's a wonderfully produced show, very informative, gay theme, and I enjoy listening to that show a whole lot. I have been not missing, but I've been so behind with my shows. I am almost 40 shows, I have about 40 shows on my iPod that I haven't listened to. Well, simply because I was busy and I haven't had time to listen to all my shows. I even had to cut down some of the shows that I used to listen to, and things that I find myself fast forwarding through or skipping through, I temporarily unsubscribe it from my iPod X, which is an iPod client. Automatically downloads all the show once I subscribe to the show, and automatically place all those files in my iTunes even. And therefore, the next time I hook up my iPod, it sends all the file over to my iPod for me. And, you know, when I say end, that means I don't know what I was going to say. I'm planning my thought. Oh, it's really dark. So, where was I going with that? I was talking about Feast of Fools. Oh, yeah, busy with my work and haven't had time to listen to all my shows. So yeah, that's the case. And so I like to comment on the favorite Mr. Poos's show, because he always responds to my comment on the show, which is kind of nice, sort of interactive. And of course, his show is funny as hell. He probably doesn't even know it. It's just his personality, his point of view, and the way of delivery is very funny. Some people might find my Hokkien podcast funny as well, but simply because a lot of people who are studying outside of their homeland, like say Taiwanese, outside from Taiwan, either in England or in the United States of America, or especially Malaysian Singaporean studying abroad, that is kind of funny when I get into a whole Hokkien conversation. Now, I've been really thinking really hard about whether or not I should do more Hokkien shows, since I do have quite a big number. Most of my listeners probably do not understand Hokkien. Well, I shouldn't say that, because I do know some of them do. I think I should just say more listeners would understand English than Hokkien. But I'm going to still have to do it every once in a while, because that really is the origin of my show. Maybe I should switch everything entirely into Hokkien now that I cannot even speak English. So the entire show, it would either be an entire show in Hokkien or some other Chinese language. I will do parts of the show in that language. And I usually pre-warn people that, okay, if the show is entirely in Hokkien, I will tell you right away up in front of the show. At least I try. And then, you know, you can skip ahead or just skim through and see if you can find things that you can understand. Even though I have heard that some people, if it's just a periodical thing, if it only happens periodically, you wouldn't mind maybe even just have that on the background. Especially for me, really, when I speak Hokkien, every once in a while I will throw in bits and pieces. And one of our other listeners told me that too, saying that he thought that only American Chinese do that, where they... There was water on the street, it was really deep. One of my other listeners was telling me that he thought that only American Chinese do that, where they throw in English phrases or English words here and there in their Chinese language conversation. And yes, Malaysian Chinese do that too. In fact, we do that all the time. In fact, mixing language is kind of part of the Malaysian Chinese culture, because we grew up in an environment where there's Malay, there's Chinese, like, you know, us, and then there is Indian, and English is always part of the, you know, kind of like the trade language. It's next after your mother tongue, after your national language, which is Malay, and then comes English. So everybody learns English. Not everyone speaks English, but everyone learns English. Because we learn English as a subject. We learn the grammar. We don't necessarily... You know how it is. It's the spoken part that Chinese... I mean, some Malaysians are not very, very fluent. Spoken English, but not written English. They might be okay in written English. Where was I going with this? And so we grew up learning all those languages, and so in our environment, we just, you know all these words. So, you know, through friends, we also learn about other dialects, other Chinese dialects, or other slang terms, words. And so we will throw in words that is entirely non-Chinese. So for a Malaysian Chinese person to use a certain word like batu, batu means rock or stone, which is actually originally a Malay word called batu. Batu is Malay, and batu is a Chinese, you know, Chinese way of pronouncing batu, and it's borrowed from the Malay word. And we'd say go to the river and picked up some tiny little rocks to play with. And that is something that we would say in Chinese, Malaysian Chinese, because we would say, you know, batu. And I think it's probably called jiu kiao or something in actual true genuine Chinese, in true genuine Hokkien. It would probably call jiu kiao. What is that? Jiu. I think it's called jiu, batu is called jiu. So we would mix in the Malay word in our Hokkien conversation, and that's an example of how Roja, our language, is. Roja means like, it's like a mixture of different things. Roja is
kind of like rojak is a dish, actually. Rojak is a dish. It's like a salad. Rojak is actually like a salad. It can be a fruit salad, or it can be fruit vegetables mixed salad. Of course, the dressing is not as appetizing to some Westerners, or even to some Easterners, to some Asian people. It is a paste. Okay, the description maybe will make it even grosser than it actually is. It's actually a shrimp paste, or prawn paste. What it is it's shrimp or prawns, or some kind of fish product. Usually it's prawns, and those are grounded into paste or something. I don't know what happens during that process. There might be something else that's involved, but it has a very, very fragrant smell. It's very strong. If you like it, you think that that's really nice. If you hate it, you would think that that's absolutely gross. Because it kind of sounds like, I mean, smells. It could sometimes smell like bad decomposed shrimp to some people. You know, we're all different. Even our food is different. And so, rojak used that sauce as the base. Usually it's mixed in with sugar, some ground peanuts even, with cucumber, pineapple, jambu. Oh, that's another story, jambu. It's another kind of fruit. What is that? Even, oh, cuttlefish. Cuttlefish? That'll probably gross you out even. And chili paste. Kind of like the chili that you're used to in America. It's the, like the sambal. Sambal? 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 But sambal, we call it sambal. In Chinese, we call sambai. Because Chinese, sometimes, some Chinese cannot pronounce L. Like, sometimes I even have problem pronouncing L. I mean, I don't really have that problem, but sometimes when I'm tongue-tied, I need to go to the bank. Sorry, I just switched lane. No, when I'm tongue-tied, I find myself hard to say D, L, and R. You know? So some Chinese have problem pronouncing L sound, so they would kind of modify that to pronouncing sambal as sambai. And pretty much you can apply that to like every something, a vowel followed by an L sound, like bottle for bottle, bottle in Malay. Chinese would pronounce that botoy because they cannot pronounce the L. Okay, I just now opened my window. I'm at the NATM. A couple of jerks that I have to pull. You know, my phone that you guys heard me. If you haven't heard this episode, you can go back to the archive or go back to my website and look for the show where I bought my new phone. And the phone ended up needing to pay about $50. Ouch. Ended up having to pay $50. And that $50, I'm getting back that $50 through rebate. Where is my pen? Okay. Oh! Nobody's behind me. That's good. So I'm adding up the total. I have a couple of checks. I'm adding up the total. Good luck. And find my check.
So the check for my phone rebate came a few days ago. So I'm depositing the checks down to my account, placing it into mine. The envelope, the deposit envelope. Then look at, I hate looking. It makes me want to throw up. One of these days I'll probably throw up one of these days. Where's my wallet? Oh, gee. Did I not have my wallet? Oh, I'm gonna kick myself. I don't have my wallet, damn it. Oh, yes, I do. I thought I left my wallet at home. I'd be so pissed off. I was. You heard me there for a while. Here it is. The ATM machine. Deposit. Check solo. Check room. Putting my envelope in the slot and getting my receipt, another transaction note on my card back, and getting my receipt. Okay. Oh, you back to the seat. Oh, oh my gosh, I almost thought I left my wallet at home. I hate doing that, and I do that sometimes. Okay, no car behind me, because I get really uncomfortable when there's a car behind me at the ATM or at the drive-thru, because I couldn't take my time. Am I recording? Okay, yes I am. It was close. Is it kind of cold outside? No, it's warm. There's steam coming off of the hood of my car. Hood, oh, what do we call it? The bonnet of my car. That's what we learned, bonnet. And trunk, we would call the boot of the car. And I have to relearn all my terms after I come to the United States. La la li li. I'm turning into the street. So I don't know where my conversation went. I went from pride all the way to whatever I was talking about last. And it's gonna, you know, I should stop my show now. I will probably continue my conversation. If you want to know more about anything about me, then email me and then I'll decide if I want to talk about it. You know, some things might be too personal. Oh, well, David asked me what I do for a living. I work as a graphic designer. I do motion graphics for TV most of the time. TV commercials or a project for video, corporate video and stuff like that. And the building that I work in is, it's very fun. I might actually just do a sound seeing tour or something. It is an old electrical substation, and it's a very nice old building. But it's not residential at all. It just appeared to be because my boss put a deck the back. So that's what I do for a living, and I also work part-time at a retail place.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. And I will end the show with the rain tickling on around me. I'm sure you can hear that. This is a very good microphone. And I've got that same comment also from David saying that, you know, the sound quality is really good. And thank you for saying that. And I'm so glad I spent my $80 on this microphone, because I've been really happy, and that allows me to do more shows on the road with good quality. And you know, I know that I've been compressing the file a little bit to save space, and ideally, you know, if I have the money at some point, I would probably do all my recording, compress everything less, so that you get better sound quality. But whatever, I should end my show. I always go on. And I said I want to end my show. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much, each and every one of you. Yes, you that I'm talking to. Thank you. Thank you for downloading the show. And thank you for subscribing to my show as well. And hopefully I will be able to find something to do tomorrow on Pride Day, if it is not raining, or even if it is raining. If I have time, I'll go out and cover the event a little bit. And it will be my first coverage of any sort of like an event that is just not around my life. So thank you again. I will talk to you another time. While you take care and have a great weekend, and don't forget to smile. Bye bye.